Congressman Jim Costa joins us on Valley Edition now. Congressman, welcome.
It's great to be on Valley Edition and during this holiday season, and I hope all of your listeners were able to enjoy the Thanksgiving time with family and friends. And obviously now we're moving into what I think for many of us is a great time of the year.
Yeah, it's crunch time in Washington as the end of the year is approaching. Starting out with something that was just in the news a few days ago. Last week, a Sacramento judge issued a ruling that many are calling a significant blow to California's high-speed rail authority, blocking the sale of $8 billion in bonds and forcing it to revisit its business plan. How concerned are you about the future of this project at this time?
Well, I think that any major infrastructure projects, whether it be in California or any other part of the country, have always been fraught with a great deal of challenge and in some cases opposition, whether we're talking about the Big Dig or whether we're talking about the construction of the Golden Gate Bridge or any of the water projects that have been controversial. I think that the judge's ruling does give instruction to the High-Speed Rail Authority on how they must comply with the bond measure that the voters passed in terms of their business plan. I think the authority is taking steps to do just that. I think the governor and his team are resilient and committed to moving forward. And I think once they address the judge's decisions, that they'll be able to move forward.
I've heard concern.
The judge did not indicate that they should stop. The judge did not rule that the initial segments were in conflict with the bond measure. So the judge could have, in his ruling, indicated in both those cases, and he did not.
Earlier in our program today, we aired a piece about the aftermath of the Rim Fire and talked about the controversy over plans to do salvage logging in much of the national forest that was devastated by the blaze. A few months ago, you called Congressman McClintock's bill an overreach, that it goes too far in exempting logging from environmental review, a process that can sometimes take years. What path do you propose for trying to deal with this situation in the area that was burned?
Well, first of all, I think that there is some agreement with regards to the need to expedite the process on the Rim Fire lands that really devastated over 200,000 acres of forest, and the fact that there are resources there that can and should be utilized through an expedited process. I did indicate at the time that I thought Congressman McClintock's initial measure overreached. We have been in conversations with Congressman McClintock and others who would like to find a path that would allow us early next year to provide permitting so that logging in areas where it's appropriate ought to take place, because of it's the best way to do proper forest management practices. I think Congressman McClintock is interested in the various proposals that have been raised. I've spoken with him about it. I've spoken about getting together a number of the congressional members that are interested in this, along with Senator Feinstein and Senator Boxer, if he is interested, to figure out how we can come together, which is what we're supposed to do, to solve problems. And clearly, you know, I think the Congressman McClintock, is, based on the conversation we had, wants to try to solve this problem, and I want to try to solve this problem. So I think there's an opportunity here in the next month or 6 weeks to do just that. Hopefully we can produce a bill early next year that will allow this expedited process to move forward without the other problems that his legislation possibly presents.
Speaking of bipartisan progress on bills, the Farm Bill is another issue before Congress right now that's generating a lot of attention, a lot of discussions. Where do you stand on the Farm Bill, and what would it mean for the Valley?
Well, I've been trying to push this Farm Bill along for over 2 years now. We've held extensive hearings on the process. I was heavily involved in the 2008 reauthorization of the Farm Bill that brought reform, saved dollars, and at the same time made it more reflective of the kind of agriculture we produce in California. We're trying to maintain those gains in the 2013 bill. We should have been to conference a year ago, finally got to conference last month. We thought we had a breakthrough about a week ago. That now has changed. We are meeting this week, and right now there are a number of issues that are still outstanding in the Farm Bill, beginning with the nutrition programs. There are clearly a difference between what level of cuts we provide and monies to families, elderly, and the children who receive the bulk of the funding, i.e. food stamps. Certainly reforms are appropriate, but cuts where we have a whole host of elderly and young people that are basically hand-to-mouth doesn't make a lot of sense, in my opinion, along with the importance to maintain the nutritional value of the Women, Infants, and Children program. We have a lot of poverty in the Valley, as we know, around the country. I think we can make cuts that are commensurate with the other cuts that we're making in the program crops. But clearly, that number has yet to be determined. We're at a $4 billion cut on the Senate proposal, a $40 billion cut on the House proposal. We're going to have to meet somewhere in an area where we can have compromise and bipartisan agreement. We're not there yet. And then we have the program crops. We're making different negotiations that are taking place. The dairy title is always contentious among processors and producers. We're trying to work that out. The crop insurance that is so important to the specialty crops that we grow in California because of the high risk associated with them. We need to maintain some ability to keep those insurance programs available. And the question right now is, do we get a bill out before the end of the year, or are we in January? And we'll probably know that pretty clearly here before the end of this week or certainly early next week.
When it comes to compromise, looking back over the past few months and the aftermath of the government shutdown this fall and the continuing resolution, has anything changed in Washington? Has that fight made it more difficult to try to bridge differences on issues like the Farm Bill, like immigration? What's the mood like in Washington now, and has anything changed looking forward?
Well, I think there's been some slight change in the sense that I don't believe many of my Republican colleagues want to look at another government shutdown as we try to provide a budget bill for the remainder of this fiscal year, which ends on January 15th. We've got to pass a budget for till October 1. So from Mitch McConnell to Paul to a host of others, the speaker, they've all indicated that they don't want to go down that road again. Whether or not that means we can do big things like immigration reform and a grand bargain on spending, at this point, looks less likely than we'll be able to do that. Will we be able to avoid a government shutdown? I believe we will. And we should. It's irresponsible, and there's no reason we ought to even be talking about that. Our job is to produce a budget, and a budget is a series of compromises, like any business plan or any family's budget that we deal with. And consequently, there are opportunities to produce a farm bill. Farm bill saves money, whether it's the House version of the farm bill or the Senate version of the farm bill, and we need to save additional money. How we deal with sequestration remains to be seen. I would hope that comprehensive immigration reform would get past the politics. The Senate was able to have an overwhelmingly bipartisan measure that provided an improvement to the economy and yet allows for us to fix a broken immigration system that we have in America. And so it's my hope that at some point my colleagues in the House will recognize the good work that the Senate did with 68 members of the Senate voting for this measure. I mean, we've got 2 weeks here to December 13th. We're clearly not going to take up immigration reform before the end of the year. But I hope it still remains a priority for my colleagues here in the House as we move into next year.
We were talking about agriculture just a moment ago. Obviously, the
immigration reform is related to agriculture. Believe me, in the Valley, everybody knows that.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you talked to your Republican colleagues, Jeff Denham and David Valadao? They, a month ago, got quite a bit of attention in bucking their party's leadership and talking about their stance for a comprehensive bill. Do you see any further movement there? Have you talked to them?
Well, we talk on a regular basis, and I was pleased that Congressman Denham and Valadao did decide to support H.R. 15, which was the House version of the Senate bill. And we're hopeful that we can get another 20 or more Republican members of the House to do likewise. That would clearly demonstrate to the Speaker that there are a majority of votes to pass comprehensive immigration reform, and that this is not something that we should be left to the political posturing by some of the opponents who will label every attempt to fix the system as amnesty because they don't want to fix the system. And they think that somehow border security by itself, even though we're deporting record numbers of people who are here illegally, is the way to solve the problem. That's not going to solve the problem, and clearly we need to work together on this.
Congressman Jim Costa joins us today on Valley Edition. What are you hearing from folks in agriculture right now and their concerns about water? Obviously, last year was a dry year, and this new water year has a lot of people concerned. The state is working on its proposals for Bay Delta Conservation Plan, but those are years away. What, if anything, can Congress do? That's been another issue that's been locked in a stalemate in Washington for some time.
Valley farmers, growers who I meet with every week are frustrated, they're fearful, and there's a great deal of anxiety out there as to next year's allocation of water. The state came out last week under the State Water Project, a initial 5% water allocation. And unless we get a lot of rain and snow in the month of December, the federal water allocation could be less than that. We just had a meeting last Monday in Las Banas with all of the water districts from Bakersfield to Modesto talking about how we're going to try to struggle through what could be the biggest water crisis we've had in California since 1977. I am very, very concerned about the potential impacts that this will have. Senator Feinstein and I just sent a letter to Secretary Jewell and to Pritzker, citing our concerns to how we think out of the box, how we deal with these flawed regulatory biological opinions at the federal level, which is something that we could do something about. We don't need legislation, although I have legislation that would bring more water to the valley now. And there are other pieces of legislation that are out there that would also remedy the situation. But even if the Bureau of Reclamation, which Senator Feinstein and I have urged over the last year, use the flexibility that they have available to them under the flawed biological opinions, we could produce, I think, more water than they're currently forecasting. The fact is, you drive by San Luis Reservoir, as I did a couple weeks ago, and it's got less than a fifth of its capacity of 2 million acre-feet of water. The picture that I am drawing to this administration is that they need to get off their high horse. They need to understand that people in the valley are hurting. And as I told members of my congressional caucus last week at lunch, they should be embraced for a water crisis that we've not seen the like of since 1977. And every region of California is going to be impacted. And I am asking the governor to consider issuing a drought declaration because, frankly, I think that's where we're at. And I think that's going to be the next steps that we're going to have to follow to get the administration to exercise whatever flexibility they can under the existing law to try to provide water in the valley and other parts of the state where needed.
Before we go, one final question. Over the past couple of months, there's been no shortage of debate and discussion over the Affordable Care Act and the implementation of the health insurance mandate. As we approach the deadline for people to enroll in coverage, what's your feeling about how the law has been implemented so far? And what, if anything, can Congress do in the future to improve the situation for Americans looking for health care?
Well, I think the way in which the administration has handled the rollout of the Affordable Health Care Act has been completely negligent. It has been without excuse a failure thus far on their part to do what they said they would do. They've had 2 years to plan a website that would be workable. We do these kinds of things in a host of instances, and they weren't able to meet the deadlines. The Cover California site, by contrast, is working. And I told the administration under no uncertain terms that there are no excuses. And for the president to indicate that 6 weeks before, when he first learned that there were problems, is negligence on his part. The fact is, this is his hallmark legislative accomplishment in his first term. And there were certainly a great deal of criticism when it was enacted. And therefore, it seems to me that he needed to make sure, and his administration, that everything was done possibly to have this thing fully operational on October 1. It wasn't. Okay, so he's accepted responsibility. Fine. Now what are they going to do to restore confidence among Americans that, in fact, this is going to work? They now believe they have it operating better today, but it still is only part of the implementation. The issue of affordable health care and increasing costs for middle-income people has always been a concern that I've had about this effort from the get-go. It's one of the reasons that I was very reluctant to support it. I ultimately did. Now I'm very concerned about their ability to implement the law as they said they would, which is if you want to keep your insurance, if you like it, you can. That's why, even though I don't think the Upton measure addressed the problem, I voted for it 2 weeks ago as one of 39 Democrats that did so. I did so because I told people if they wanted to be able to keep their insurance, if they like it, they'd be able to do so. And now we find that that's not the case. So Congress, to answer the last part of your question, must continue to provide rigorous oversight to ensure this law is implemented in how we have told people that it was going to be implemented. And I would also urge my Republican colleagues who have been very critical of this, and I understand why, that it would be much more helpful if they were willing to work with us to fix these flaws in this program to make it work. If it's their intention to do that, I think we could go a long ways here in the next 6 months to doing just that. Of course, if their intention is only to see it fail, then obviously it's going to be very difficult to do that.
Democratic Congressman Jim Costa of Fresno joining us today on Valley Edition. Congressman Costa, thank you so much.
Thank you, and to all your listeners, may the holidays bring our families together and remember that at the end of the day, Americans have far more in common than whatever differences separate us, and let us use that holiday spirit to bring this country together in ways that we've not seen recently.
Yes, indeed. Congressman Jim Costa on Valley Edition. And stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment on Valley Edition to talk to author Manuel Munoz. His new novel is set in Bakersfield and is inspired by the filming of the movie Psycho. Our Rebecca Plevin talks with him about his Valley roots and more coming up next on Valley Edition.